You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Many people have the minig. Pesach, we read Shir Hashirim. Shavuos, Rus, Sukkos, Kehelas. We have Eicha also, that minig, but those three we read on Shabbos. Eicha we read on Tisha B'Av. The minig of the Goyin, and it's written Meseches Sofer, to do it from a klav. It's recently become more accepted, not necessary. Now it's very, very accepted. The Goyin holds that you make a bracha on it, and you say Shachiyon, that's what we do in Yeshiva, which is unusual, but since that's Chaim Berlin's minig, about we do that. But in Eretz Yisrael, Yishalayim, it's very common. It's everywhere, Kamat, except Hasidish places, I don't know, more than, but upon him, the Goyin held its Mamish Achiv. So one of the Talmidim of the Vilna Goyin asked him, if it's such a Chiv, why do you do it on Shabbos? Why don't you say, Shema Yavirena, Arba Amos B'Shus Rabbim. In other words, just like you have, you don't read Megillus Esther, Purim falls on Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, that is more correctly, you don't read on Shabbos, Shem Yavirena, we don't take a lulav, we don't blow the shofar on Shabbos, Shem Yavirena, right? So why don't you say the same thing? Why do you read these Megillus on Shabbos if you have a problem with Shem Yavirena? Right, so the Goyin said, a Gemara in Erevin, the Gemara says that Rabbim mit kari adadi. When you have rabbim, since you're reading it by rabbim, so when you have something individually, you're afraid. Individually, you might come to do a carry it dalet amos b'shus rabbim. But since these parshas are written b'tzibur, are read b'tzibur, so Gemara says rabbim, like Gemara talks about it, how come there's a gzera on Chanukah, not on Erevin. Gemara says Erevin is done with a lot of people. Rabbi Mitkari Adadi, in Sefer Reb Shlomo LeVilna, the Cheshek Shlomo, who's the Rav of Vilna, you know, like turn of the last century, right? So he asks Akasha from Megillas Esther. Kufain Hey, Pula Socher brings. Shemati shehiksha chacham echad l'rabbeinu zatzal im isa shekriyas megillas alalu hu chiyav kolkach eich mutar likroisam b'shabes v'lama lo nigzaleng zera derava deraba shem yavirena arba amas v'sarab kama megillas esta v'heishu shak zera deraba lo shachi chiyuvam atalam akol yachad v'yachad kimo shefer lulav megillah b'zmana. And that's what it says, hakol chayavim b'shefer, hakol chayavim b'lulav. Kriyas Megillas Lav Kuf Kala Yochid Kimala Rabbim, Kumar Kriyas Sefer Torah, Im Ein Kan Minyan, Asara Ein Chiyuv Kala Yochid, Ubedava Shein Chiyuv Matal Kimala Rabbim, Lekal Mech Hashem Yerovina, Kumar Rabbim Ba'alma Rabbim Mitkari Adadi. That's what he answered. So in the next piece, B'tshuvas Binyan Shleima, they bring it over here, he says, he asks a kasha, undergoing, what's the kasha? The Gemara in Megillah, Dalet Amud Beis says, why don't you read the Megillah on Shabbos? So Rabba says, I'm a Rabba, kol chayovim mikra Megillah, v'ena kol b'kiyin, gzera shem yitlena b'yodah v'yelech etzel baki, v'yavirena d'arba amishus Rabba. V'ayna tam d'shayf, v'ayna tam l'ulav. Rabbi Yosef Amar, mipnei she'eneyim shel aniyim nesuas b'mikra Megillah. Because the aniyim look, when do they go around collecting money? When there are people in shul who are reading the Megillah. So they go to shul, they're laying the Megillah here, they're laying the Megillah there, and that's where they go, that's where you're going to see people. And nowadays they go to chasana halls. Frek Taisvis, there's what Taisvis Kashim, he says, Rabbi Yosef doesn't argue on Shem Yavirena, because Sof Kol Sof, how's he going to explain Lulav, how's he going to explain Shofar? Since Rabbi Yosef has to agree, Shem Yavirena, why does he need a new reason for Mikra Megillah? You have the old reason of Lulav and Shofar, so he has to agree to that. So keep with all these. Lamai nafkamina. It's nice as a nafkamina where the mikdash, there's no shvus b'mikdash, and you could read the Megillah in the mikdash, Taisas, which are chiddish, because ain shvus b'mikdash usually means, you know, there's no isidorbanan in a mitzvah that has to be done in the mikdash. A mitzvah that doesn't have to be done in mikdash, but you happen to be doing the mikdash, that already goes into the whole sugya in Rosh Hashanah. So it says, but still asa because of Rabbi Yosef. That's Taisas Kasha. Frekt of Shlomo LeVilna, let's look at the next Gemara, Daf Hey. The Gemara says like this, Amar Rav, Megillah Bezmana, Koyrin Oysa, Filu B'yochid. Megillah Bezmana, you can read, when you read Dan Yodalit, you don't need a tzibur, you don't need a minion. Rashi bismano biyudalit mitoch shi choiva boy b'yom akol yach yach karen isafu biyachta kol karen boy ik pesumenisa. The pesumenisa is because everybody's reading it. Shaloi bismano. What shaloi bismano? Like farm, we all know the villages used to read earlier. Yud aleph, yud beis, and gimel, the first mishnah. So those places ain't karen isabasara. You have to read it because you need pesumenisa. Pesumenisa is asara. So and Rabasi, I'm a bein bezmana bein bazara. You always need a sara. That's the din. Persume nisa means you need 10. Megillah has to be 10. It says you do it. I think I've mentioned it. The goyin, it says to be makbid lechatchila to have a minion. The Gemara says there's a man da amar who says a sara. Frekt of Shlomo Levilna, if you hold that Megillah needs a sara. So what's Taisus's kasha? Taisus is the kasha. Why does Rabbi Yosef need a new reason of Shema Yavirena Arba Amos Bishus Rabim? What do you need a new reason for? Say like this. According to the Goyen, where does it seem, bro? So then what's the din? The din is that Rabbi Mitk, there's no din of Shema Yavirena. So maybe that's why Rabbi Yosef came up with a new svara. What the Goyen means, Rabbi Mitkiri Adadi means where the Chiv is on the Tzibor. Well, let's say I wake up in the morning and I see, oh boy, I have a shayla on my lulav. I'm nervous. I have to take my lulav. Even a shayfa. We usually blow shayfa with a minion, right? We all, but there's a mitzvah. Even if you don't have a minion, you blow a shayfa. That's it, right? You come home, somebody's not well. They didn't go to shul. You blow shayfa for him. The chiv's on the yachid. So a person waking up that morning is nervous. There's shayla on the lulav, shayla on the esrog, shayla on the shayfa, shayla on the megillah, whatever it is. He says, but the pshat is by Rus, by Kehelas, by Shir Shirim, it's not your personal chiv. You don't have a chiv. It's not the pshat you need a minion. The chiv is under, when 10 people get together and they make a minion, the chiv is chal then. It's not the pshat you have a chiv to go. You don't have no chiv. Let's say you're taka davening in a chsidish shtibel. You usually like to hear it. Right, I used to when I went a few times to Eretz Yisrael for Pesach, I davened in Ger, and by the Afsak I ran to Zuchan Maisha to hear the Shir HaShirim. My son also, we used to run Shir HaShirim. I used to do it from Yeshiva. L'maisam Pashas, I'm not mechuyev. I'm not mechuyev to run to Zuchan Maisha to hear it. I just I felt it. You know, I always do it. Why should I do it? In this minion, they don't do it, so there's no. I'm saying there is a chiv, but let's say I die without a minion, or I don't join a minion. So pshat is I have no chiv right now. I don't have a chiv. What the going means to say, Rabbi Mitkiri Adadi, is a mitzvah that has to be done only when there's a minion. Then you don't have such nervousness. Why? Because of course, it's not a chiv on you. It's a chiv on the cloud. What does it got to do with you? Mashenken Megillas Esther, even if you say you need a sarah, it's not the pshat the chiv's on 10. The chiv's on each individual. I have to make sure to get 10 to be yotze my chiv. So if all of a sudden I see a shayla on my Megillah, I'll get nervous. And Shemi, no, here's the Megillah. I see, ooh, I have a shayla. Is it good? Is it kosher? Is it not kosher? So what's the difference? Wait till I get to the minion. You'll read it. No, I'm nervous right now because I have to join that minion. I want to get that minion. So you'll run to the bucky. Mashenka, if you have a shal and shir shirim, you say, you know what, so I will go to that minion. I won't read that. I'll leave the Megillah home.
It's like regular Kriya
Shabbos. Oh, that's the shayla also. How do we view? That's a Hura Pchayim. What?
We're saying that it's like...
You must have heard a good shir on this.
If it was, it was from you.
Okay, that's a Ramesha Salvechik one time, maybe he said the name of his father, what happened to him, I don't remember, that one time... There was a shliach tzibur and he was like upset at, after he read the Kriya Satira, he says, and I wasn't Maitzi Yankel. So everybody got all upset, right? Like you, Abdavid. I don't think in America everybody would fold the talis and go to the Kiddush. I don't think they make any tum. But in Brisk, they made a big tumul out of that. So Moshe said, who cares? What do you mean he wasn't Yaitzi? You don't have to be Yaitzi. You read the Megillah, you read the Kriya Satira tzibur. It's a whole big shiloh. You're right. But over here, Legabe, these parshas. So the parshas of also of Para, of Shkolim, are not chiyuvim on the yochid too. The pshat is when you're in the tzibur, then you have a chiyuv. A person is sick. Somebody's got to make sure to hear Megillah somehow, somewhere, right? Even if you say lechatchila you need a sarah, but you got to make sure. Mashenken, person is not well. Let's say it's not as sick that he doesn't normally wouldn't go to shul. It's not a chiyuv to make his way. Parshas Zohar is different. Because Pasha Zacha could be, it's not that Pashit, that the mitzvah is, that's a shaila really, which we'll talk about another time, is Parsha Zocha the Din Deraisa. This is an old machlokes de shuls. Yeshivas do not allow a bar mitzvah boy to learn it, because it's a shaila of a deraisa, and he might not be bar mitzvah. And I don't know, all shuls, but many shuls allow. No, they don't. That's because the Rabbanim now don't allow, but old Rabbanim used to allow it, right? They did allow it. Why? Because it, Parsha Zocha is not necessarily the deraisa. Deraisa is to say a malik. Doesn't necessarily have to be from a sefer Torah. You can open a chumash. Could be you could say about prayer. That's a whole shaila. In the Arizal it says you machaven every day in Birkas Avarabba. When you say Avarabba, Rabbi Kerev Tanu Malkeinu l'shimcha gadol. What's shimcha gadol? Yesh mei Rabba. Yud kei vav kei. In this world it's only yud kei. Why? Because of a malik. So Arizal, it's a meridik chiddush. The Arizal are saying your yaitzer or mechias a malik. Even if you don't talk about a malik, you just say something. Like you have to say it, that the Gemara says. You have to say. The reason I'm saying, even if you don't say Zeicha Malik, destroy a Malik, kill a Malik, you say, I want to do this and this, you know, I want to remember Hashem's name. Oh, I want to, that Hashem's name should be full. Yehi Shmei Rabba could be Yaitzah. When a Malik, Zara Shal Malik is killed out, that's also called. So what you, but it's not necessary. The Rambam is some mashma that you have to read from a Sefer Torah. It's just that they were masaka Pasha Zacha to make sure because it's before Purim. You yoitz it then too, but that's not what it is. But Avada, as we said in yeshivas, they're mak, but that's because the din called Chazaka the Rava, which means is that even though a kid is bar mitzvah, you can assume he has shtei sires, but for the rices, we don't soymach on that l'chatchil.
You have been listening to a presentation of benstorah.com.